This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A Biden administration official says U.S. President Joe Biden plans to stick to his August 31st deadline for U.S. troops to leave Afghanistan. Earlier, the president and other G7 leaders met virtually to discuss the situation in Afghanistan. Several leaders pushed for Biden to keep his U.S. troops in the country beyond next week's deadline to facilitate the ongoing evacuation effort. The Taliban have rejected any extension of the deadline. With a week to go until August 31st, tens of thousands of Western citizens and Afghans who had supported U.S. efforts have pushed toward Hamid Karzai International Airport, hoping to board outgoing flights. The White House said early Tuesday that in the last 24 hours, another 21,600 people have been evacuated, but that thousands more remain in Afghanistan who want to leave. Many Afghans have said it has been difficult, if not impossible, to get past Taliban checkpoints lining the airport's perimeter. The Washington Post quoted a Taliban spokesman on Tuesday saying they're no longer allowing Afghans to travel to the airport to leave the country. The Taliban said Tuesday they hope to win international recognition for what that spokesman called their legitimate representative rule over Afghanistan, arguing that diplomatic engagement would help promote global security and ease the suffering of Afghans during decades of relentless wars. Critics remain skeptical about the Taliban's recent pledges, citing United Nations reports that describe the group's continued links with al-Qaeda and other extremist groups. UN officials have also cited reports of summary executions and restrictions on women in areas under Taliban control. This is VOA News. A VOA correspondent in Afghanistan is reporting that female school teachers and other employed women in two provinces of Afghanistan are reporting harassment by Taliban fighters, even as a spokesman Tuesday promised that the group is forming a policy to keep women secure. Women in Takhar province in the country's northeast and Kabul province told VOA that there are new restrictions concerning how they dress and work. A teacher in Takhar told VOA that they're being required to wear chadari, which are full-body coverings with small eye holes, a covering even more restrictive than the more familiar burqa. In addition, she said they want women only to be allowed to leave the house when escorted by a male family member. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid on Tuesday acknowledged there may have been sporadic incidents of violence or harassment against women. He promised to investigate them. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Southeast Asia. On Tuesday, she made a speech in Singapore saying China, quote, continues to coerce, to intimidate, and to make claims to the vast majority of the South China Sea. Harris said China's actions, quote, continue to undermine the rules-based order and threaten the sovereignty of nations. U.S. President Biden's administration has made countering Chinese influence a key part of its foreign policy. But Harris also said U.S. engagement in the region is not against any one country, nor designed to make anyone choose between countries. China's foreign ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin responded by saying the United States is pursuing a system in which it could, quote, willfully slander, oppress, coerce, and bully other countries and not have to pay any price. The top U.S. infectious disease expert said Tuesday that the United States could have COVID-19 contained by early 2022. Dr. Anthony Fauci said on NBC's Today program that that's a possibility if the overwhelming majority of vaccine-hesitant people now start getting their shots. Fauci noted that some people have been waiting to get their vaccinations until the U.S. Food and Drug Administration gave full approval of the vaccines. He made his remarks a day after the Pfizer vaccine received full approval from the FDA. Before this, Pfizer and the other vaccines have only had emergency approval. Pfizer is the first in what is believed to be a series of approvals for other COVID-19 vaccines used in the United States. And a legendary member of the legendary rock band, the Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts, who played nearly 60 years with the band, died on Tuesday at the age of 80. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.